group up here today with some good news. If you can see and hear my voice, that means God give you another day to get it right. That means that you're alive and breathing, and that your spirit and soul is dwelling in the temple of the Holy Ghost if you're saved. We're so good about remembering so many things. Let's not forget, it's good to know Jesus as your personal Savior. Nikki and I want to welcome you to Indian Medicine, our humble abode. We had a big storm that just come through. We'll say hello to all of our family up here, Indian Medicine, West Virginia, our dearest, dearest, sweet family up here, but also our sweet family at Glad Tidings of Jacksonville. Oh, how we love you down there. I turned around in September the 1st. At the week of October 4th, we'll be heading back for the winter. Heading back to get my other knee replaced. Looking forward to a lot of pain. But you know what? You know, God is good and He is faithful. He's given man the knowledge to cut the old knee out, cut both them bones off, and put something artificial in there. And it works. It works. I'm so thankful today that Jesus Christ died for me. And that when He rose from the dead after they crucified Him, He said, "My Father and I are not gonna leave you down here to fight your own battles. No. The Father and the Son left the Holy Ghost to live in man and dwell among us, to help us get home. We're going to go to the Lord today in prayer. Pastor Nikki's got a good message, I'm sure. And we're going to ask God to bless our time together. Beloved, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't let depression control your life. Don't let anxiety control your life. We've got to face all of these things. But we don't have to face them alone.
No.
We can control them through Jesus, not them control us. Father, Almighty God in heaven, we just ask you now to be with us as we bring the good news today. We want to thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in our right mind. Want to thank you, Lord, that got the blood running warm through our veins. Want to thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost that's encouraging God's people to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And we ask you now, Lord, we ask you to touch those that have clicked on to receive what you have given us to give them. Let the anointing power flow through us. And Lord, let the people receive the good news that Jesus came to save us from our sin. That He did not come to condemn us, but that we might be saved through Him. I pray if there's someone today that's lost or backslidden, that they'll come in to the family of God. Not denominational stuff. No. But the family of the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let them come in today, Lord. And for those that are discouraged, Lord, I ask you to touch them. We bind the power of Satan of depression and anxiety and discouragement.
Amen.
We bind those spirits in Jesus' wonderful mighty name. Now, Lord, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing one verse of that amazing grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Sing for you today. It's called Joy Unspeakable. And oh, I just pray that you found that joy.
Amen.
That joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Listen, folks, don't let the devil steal your joy.
No.
Because that's where our strength is at.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's right.
And if you lost your joy, you don't have no strength to fight against the lies and the deceit of the devil himself.
That's right.
And don't think he won't come after you. Oh, if you're stirring up his little nest, he'll come after you. Oh, man.
Amen.
But thank be to God and our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
and the Holy Ghost, we are going to make it.
That's right.
Well, are you ready, honey?
Overcome.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplies every need. While I sin and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free and free indeed. He is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. Oh, my. thank you, Lord, for the joy that's unspeakable.
And one day we'll understand what His glory is all about.
Amen.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, while Pastor Nikki gets her Bible over here, I know she's got something good for us. I'd like to remind you that up here at Indian Metis, we've been asked to have another gospel sing, and it'll be September the 12th at 3 o'clock at the amphitheater. Now, we could hire some singers to come in, but that's not what we want to do. We want the people that own property up here and their families or their friends even to get involved and come. Call me. Call me, and so I can make sure that I have a place for you to sing down at the amphitheater. And we'll have our concession stand open, and we'll have something good to eat. Now, that food usually brings a lot of people. But we want this mountain to enjoy the good old gospel singing from our family up here on this mountain.
Yes.
And our friends. So, give me a call. Give me a call. Everybody up here at Indian Metis knows how to get in touch with me. Get in touch with me!
Come and join us. Well, good afternoon. It's good to be together again. And I pray that the word today will encourage your heart and you will see what God has for you and for me. We sang that song, it's joy unspeakable. Having Jesus in your heart is that joy unspeakable. To know that your sins are forgiven. I'll never forget that night in a motel room in Fairfax, Virginia, when God cleaned me up and showed me Jesus paid the price for my sin.
Amen.
And filled me with His Spirit. I just jumped out of bed for joy. It was midnight. I jumped out of bed just full of joy. And that joy hasn't left me because I know that my Savior has a hold of me. He's working in my life. He's changing me from glory to glory.
Amen.
And I want to read you that scripture about being changed from glory to glory. In 2 Corinthians, Paul writes to the Corinthian church, and he's talking about Moses, how Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, and his face just glowed, and he had to put a veil over it. But it says here that we all have a veil over our faces. We can't see the truth until the Lord opens our eyes. And this is what Paul says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The verse before that, this is reading in 2 Corinthians 3, 16. It says, nevertheless, when that soul shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Well, I turned to the Lord 42 years ago, crying out to Him, God, where are You? Is it possible to know You? And sure enough, He met me. I think we all have a day of visitation. The Lord knows just the perfect time.
Yeah.
We've learned about God through His creation. We maybe have gone to church and learned about God. But one day His Spirit comes and touches our spirit. It speaks to our hearts, and we know. We know without a doubt that it's God speaking to us, and He's drawing us to Himself to become all that He intended for us to be from the beginning of time. Listen, verse 18, it says, but we all, Paul's referring to believers, Christians, that are sold out to Jesus, but we all with open face, is your face turned up toward the Lord? With open face, beholding as in a glass or in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Beloved, as you look up today and imagine looking into Jesus' face, can you see the glory of God? And it says that as we do that, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Do you know that little song that says, He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be?
Amen.
Well, God is at work in our lives. I want to share with you a poem that Wanda Goines wrote when she was 92 years old. It's called The Gift Wrap and the Jewel. And this is Wanda speaking. She says, I looked in the mirror, and what did I see but a little old lady peering back at me with bags and sags and wrinkles and wispy white hair. And I asked my reflection, how did you get in there? You once were straight and vigorous, and now you're stooped and weak when I tried so hard to keep you from becoming an antique. My reflection's eyes twinkled, and she solemnly replied, you're looking at the gift wrap and not the jewel inside. A living gem and precious, of unimagined worth, unique and true, the real you, the only you on earth. The years that spoil your gift wrap with other things more cruel should purify and strengthen and polish up that jewel. So focus your attention on the inside, not the out, on being kinder, wiser, more content, and more devout. Then, when your gift wrap is stripped away, your jewel will be set free to radiate God's glory throughout eternity. What she left out was, but I know what she meant, she had Jesus in her heart, and Jesus was at work by His Spirit, shaping and molding her, helping her to become more patient, more loving, more full of joy, more full of faith. And that's what I've found over these 42 years. In Romans 8, Paul writes, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. I'm one of His sisters. Are you one of His brothers? Jesus said, if you'll abide in me, that you'll produce much fruit. And Jesus, when He went to the cross for you, for me, we were on His mind, we were in His heart. He did that for us, and we who believe are now some of the fruit that came out of Jesus' life on that cross. I am so glad. You can call me fruity if you want. I don't mind at all, because I know I belong to the Lord Jesus and I'm part of His fruit. It says here that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Even this virus that is circling our globe, God is using it for good. You say, how? How can that be? Such a terrible virus, the way it's affected economics, the way it's killed people. I could go on and on about the things that the virus has upset in our lives. But God is drawing all men to Himself. Many are getting saved. Buck and I were so full of joy yesterday when we saw three cities on the East Coast being affected by Christians going in and holding a praise and worship revival in those cities. Boston, New York City, and there was one other. But people were turning their hearts to the Lord, and they were being baptized. In New York City, they held it around near a fountain, and the people were being baptized in that fountain. Oh, how wonderful to see God at work amongst so much rioting and so much evil going on. His mercy is still there. His grace, His mercy to draw and cause people to come to Him for answers, to come to Him for eternal life. You know, our lives down here matter. And Buck and I don't want to die of coronavirus or cancer or anything else. But we know whatever afflicts us will keep us close to Jesus. And we also know that if that affliction causes us to die physically, we'll be with the Lord forever, because He made a promise that He sealed us with His Spirit, that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. We can count on that. So, beloved, we can even go into the worst areas, worst infested areas, and share the gospel news with others, the good news, the gospel message of salvation, because we know our Savior. We know where we're going when we die. So, beloved, let's go from glory to glory to glory. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus, because as we look at Him, we'll become like Him. You know, when you were growing up as a little boy or little girl, you looked at your mom and you looked at your dad. Well, Buck, when he sees me, he says, "I see your mom and your dad in you." Well, you know what? I now want people to see Jesus in me.
Amen.
I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus by His grace, His Spirit, and I'm going to shine from glory to glory until I see my Savior in all of His glory. It is awesome that He wants to share His glory with us.
Amen.
There's a song that says, "Face to face." One day we're going to come before the Lord face to face. Face to face, what will it be when with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me? Will we fall at His feet, crying, thankful? What will it be? Face to face with Christ, I say. What will it be when with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me? Face to face I shall behold Him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory I shall see Him far and by.
Amen. Only faintly now I see Him with the dark green veil between. What a blessed day is coming when glory shall be seen.
with our vanished grief and pain.
Hallelujah.
It'll be behind us one day when the crooked ways are straightened and the dark thing shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Face to face, O blissful moment, face to face to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus.